The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Shaking bacon.
It's 1 minute before the show starts.
Yeah.
1 minute before the show, and you go, cool, Greg. My brother comes in the room, you go, get me a 2 liter of DC.
DC.
He goes, got you, bro, which is immediately he goes back, he gets back there. Kevin looks at you. Kevin looks at you, Nick,
yeah,
right in the fucking eye. And he goes, DC, are we really doing that now?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, yeah, if you shorten it, you can drink more of it.
Drink more of it. Think about all the time.
I don't know that the logic works, but then Cool Greg brings not one, not two, but 3 2-liters
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
And asked you which one do you want.
I said both.
Because one was closed, two were open already.
Yeah, first off, here's what I'm going to say about this. Let's put these next to each other. You fucking people in this office are monsters. And by you people, I mean Andy. What the fuck? Because Andy's the only other person that drinks diet soda in here. Who leaves this last little swig in here to get flat? And then you open this one. What's he going to do, open the third one?
Probably.
First, I shout out to Snowbike Mike for bringing the party yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Along with the t-shirts.
I mean, I miss him. Why did he leave?
I don't know. I was like, are you going to hang out? He's like, no.
Yeah, bigger,
like,
better things,
do you want to hang? Do, would you want to hang out?
He's going, like, up to Tahoe.
No, I'm good.
It's the season for believing.
Oh, my
Santa
God.
Claus.
He stopped by for all of 5 seconds.
Ho, ho.
Changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Left. It's like, yeah, we got to go back up to it. I'm like, why don't you just stay? Why don't you just stay? We'll put a little bed out for you, like a little portico. You can just sleep. It'd be fun.
We have a bed.
We do have a bed.
Did you see Porty's new little bed?
No.
Banana bed?
Mm-mm. They got him a banana bed?
They did.
I just saw the pumpkin packs, patch pictures, and I was, I drove Greg home the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, that pumpkin patch, like, look, that we drove past looks really, really cool. And he's like, yeah, I'm taking, you know, the family there on the weekend. I was like, am I gonna get that invite,
yeah,
or like, what's up?
Yeah, Gia this weekend looked at me, and she's like, Tim, unless we have kids, we're never going to a pumpkin patch. And I'm like, that's fucking fair, and that's why I love you.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Why would pumpkin
you?
Patches are fun as
fuck.
Because
I'm the Grinch, Kevin. I am.
No, I'm saying, why would you go to a pumpkin patch unless you have kids?
Oh, okay, good. You're on my side.
On your side.
Thank you.
Now, that being
said, I've been
to
multiple pumpkin patches, and I don't have any kids that I know about.
I know, but you're a fucking weirdo who, like, shouldn't be around kids.
I like happiness, and I like positivity.
Okay, that's sure. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. We do this Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. PT, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, and you're joining us, which makes you extra special human beings. Of course, if you can't watch because you're living in a different time zone or another dimension, and all you get is YouTube there instead of Twitch, if you're living in the alternate dimension where YouTube took over and just demolished Twitch, which will happen one day probably, then you can watch this. Give us a little bit of a thumbs up on there and leave
just
a comment.
A little bit.
The
Not
comment.
Too much.
What's the word of the day today, Tim?
The word of the day today is scrumptious.
Scrumptious. Try spelling scrumptious with 2 K's. How about that?
2 K's?
I don't know.
I don't even know where a K could go.
There is that. Scrum. S-K? You thought you spelled with a K without a C. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Scrumptious with 2 K's.
With 2 K's. Just put another K in there. See how you can work it in.
Put another K in.
Put as many K's in the scrumptious as you possibly
not
can.
As many.
But not more than two. Just two.
Like, don't go crazy.
Just two.
Yeah, don't go crazy.
You guys, right now we're having discussion about, like, whether or not it's stupid to go to a pumpkin
patch.
Yeah.
But I have no, which, again, not a fan of going to pumpkin patches.
Yeah.
Adults.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I will go to chop down a tree any fucking time. Anytime.
Well, there is, let's be honest, there's a difference between, this is what I don't like about this. That is some flat-ass soda.
Yeah.
Andy,
I didn't even hear any sizzle there. There was no
Which
no
one
part.
Of
That's
you monsters didn't finish this one
it's
and started this
Andy.
One?
Okay, but the fact that there's, like, 3 different unopened Diet Cokes in there is, like, upsetting. Like, why don't we go through one bottle at a time?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
And I think the answer to that question, Joey, is Andy.
I think that's true.
I think Andy started drinking out of this one near his desk and was like, ooh, and then put it back.
Now,
he doesn't respect the DC. This is the DC
true.
Culture in. The other day I was in when we were in Toronto. I had the best thing on the planet happen. Best thing, too. I was like, can I get a Diet Coke from a server? And he was like, yeah, no problem. And he went around and then came back to me. He's like, wait a minute. Did you say Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi? And I was like, well, and he's like, because we only have Diet Coke. And I was like, yeah.
My man.
He's like, you want a Diet Pepsi, right? Because we only have Diet Coke. And Jesus. I was like, first off.
Don't insult me.
First off, Canada. I don't know what kind of fucking bizarro dimension that you guys live in over there where Pepsi is preferred over Coke, but.
Y'all need the best part.
Should we roll into the housekeeping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Sure.
No, fucking graphics not working. Now no audio. I hate this fucking machine so much.
It's great. Well, I'm glad we rolled on it. Let's bring this up. Super, super glad you interrupted my story to do that. To be fair, it was a stupid story. This is you guys have two more today and tomorrow, the last day to get this amazing print featuring Kevin as Slimer and the rest of us
as
Kevin's minion. It is my favorite thing we've done in a very, very long time. Second favorite. We got a fun little thing coming tomorrow for everyone. The Ghostbusters short is coming tomorrow. That's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
So look out on Instagram and Twitter and all those things for that. But yeah, definitely go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Back us to the fan tier and you'll get a signed photo in your inbox. Your real inbox, your IRL inbox. I think they call them what do they call them? Mailbox. Yes. That's what they call
your
them.
Your IRL inbox is a mailbox. That is true.
Yes. Do you have a new profile picture, Nick?
What's that?
Do you have a new profile picture?
I change that. I change my Instagram profile picture all the time.
Oh.
Yeah. You can click on that and see what it is. It's from Greg's Ghostbuster.
God, I don't like looking through your Instagram.
That one is the first one, if you scroll down, that's like the most Nick picture.
Oh, yeah. This one. Like it makes you feel something.
No,
you know?
The one above it, I think, is the most Nick picture. Where he just
like that's like a hot
peeks at you through the crowd.
That fucking shirt, dude.
I love
it. It's a good shirt.
Can we go back to my Instagram real quick? I want to point something out real quick.
Are
not
you
this
verified?
One. Go back to no, I'm not verified, sadly. But one day I will be, probably before Greg. Go to the one where I'm horribly winking down there on the left.
Yeah.
I said, show this to your mother.
Great caption.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely great. Even better response from someone's mother.
And Mrs. Takagami.
Oh my God.
Responds, we'll always have Modesto. It's in there somewhere.
I love it.
Which is what I wrote on her picture. There it is. We'll always have Modesto.
I love it.
On the picture that's currently prominently displayed in my parents' entryway.
Absolutely. I sent one to my parents too, and they framed it and put it up.
Love that.
So now my brother has to see it every time he goes over to their house, and he goes over a lot more than
I
do. Next up on housekeeping, it is Extra Life Weekend. Get out there. Get out there with some cash and support those big, beautiful kids. You guys can still buy the Extra Life shirt if you go to kindoffunny.com/lshirt, and we will start streaming Saturday. El Shirto.
It's another option.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, 10 a.m. is when our stream starts, but of course, we're doing a ton of community streams leading up to that, starting Friday at
2 p.m. 2 p.m.
So you guys can support those. Also on Friday, we have been invited over to IGN to go stream with them for a few hours. So we're going to be doing that starting at 2 p.m. Go over to IGN.com. Me, Greg, and Tim are going to be streaming a bunch of fun games with Brian Altano. I'll be the chat moderator.
Yes, you will.
So if you want to say anything and you want to get that, you want to finally be heard on IGN, you come to this guy. You see what I'm saying? All those things you wanted to say to Fran Mirabella. Oh my God!
Josh McCougal, ladies and gentlemen! He's here, baby! We surprised the Big Nick for his birthday, ladies!
It's
his
birthday. My birthday in January! Hey, brother. What's up? What are you doing?
I we've been coordinating it, these guys, and we thought we'd give you a little surprise.
That's
I came
fantastic.
Up to visit my brother, and I was like, come on, stop
making
some shows.
Very cool, I love it.
Good to see you.
Do you want to be on this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to take my place.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah,
No, that was the plan.
Oh,
that was the plan the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah.
I'm going to get on Shock Mic, though, for this next bit.
Yeah, I still need you on Shock Mic because we're still going to talk about it. Yeah, how you been?
I'm good, buddy.
Yeah?
Look at all this Diet Coke.
Yeah, you want one? You want to party with me?
Is LaCroix the Diet Coke the new LaCroix?
We're trying to get the sponsorship going. They haven't quite sponsored us yet, but they did send me a free hoodie, so there is that.
Nick,
that's
apologies
great.
For cutting you off earlier. Josh walked in, and I was like, oh, fuck, I need to get this bitch moving.
I respect that. So you're up for your brother?
Yeah, just hanging out with some fam, and figure when I'm up here, you know.
We got
to
it.
I took a Caltrain to a BART, and then I walked, and I stopped at a cafe.
The devil's
and
connection.
I told the hostess or the barista that I wanted to be the next host of Jeopardy. He goes, I don't see it.
This
honest.
San Francisco.
A couple of things I want to talk to you about. One, that's amazing. I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Two, the dad pic that you took.
Oh,
where you did the mustache.
Uh-huh.
The best thing ever.
It's coming.
That was the best thing
ever. We got November coming in hot.
Are we doing it?
Oh,
are you doing it?
You better do it.
I can't do it.
Tim, yours would look extra.
Tim, you should do a mustache.
I just shaved down, man.
Yeah.
You just trim yours down?
Yeah, I had the bush going for a bit.
I liked it. I liked the bush.
Yeah, it was too much.
See, what I like about you is you just get the clean. I gotta sculpt mine a little bit. That's what I gotta do.
But you got a good under.
Yeah,
we've talked about the big up.
Yeah,
you guys both have healthy beards. Really good. I mean, it's no Kevin, but
it's so disturbing looking at you guys. It's like you are the same fucking person. I know we all look alike.
This is what I told the guys. I was like, if I ever die in a freak accident,
sure,
don't tell anyone. Just get Josh up here. Don't say anything.
Scarpino,
just refer to him as Scarpino and see if anyone notices. It'll be fun.
We should do a bizarro kind of Superman day. Maybe when they release that Superman video game in 2038, whenever that comes, we do a bizarro. I'll just show up as Scarpino show up as Makuga.
That's perfect.
Easy enough.
I want to jack the show for a second, Nick. Yeah. What's the deal with the Jeopardy thing? Because you're going on. You've got a hashtag and everything.
Oh, yeah. I've got it all. I brought you guys buttons. I've got stickers.
Yeah.
I've got all kinds. I only have two right now, one for Tim and one for Nick.
Yeah.
Kev, don't worry, I got you, buddy. I've got t-shirts.
This is hashtag Josh Makuga Jeopardy. If you
Josh Makuga
go out there.
For Jeopardy, the number four.
You guys want to go support?
Let me see your shirt.
There we go.
There it is.
There you go. There I had a graphics guy make this. I was like, looks close enough. I'll take it. I love it. So
you look a little like John Hamm in that, which I like. There it is, right there.
True.
Hambone.
That's the hambone.
Love it. So we, started the hashtag. I've been talking. This has been my dream job since I was 10 years old, right? My mom asked me what I wanted to be when I grow up. I said Alex Trebek or a regular at a bar. So we stopped watching Cheers and we just kept watching Jeopardy.
You got the regular at the bar thing.
Done.
You nailed that.
Done.
Yeah.
Nick came to hang out in LA and everyone was like, Cook, stop.
Literally every bar in a 40-mile radius we walked in, everyone's like, hey, Makuga, what's up? We went to Barney's Beanery and he knew, like, not just the servers there, everyone there knew him. Like, the people that had never been to that bar before. Still knew him.
I love
like,
it,
hey,
dude.
What's up, Josh?
Even the waitresses that started a month earlier, they're like, oh, Makuga, what about you?
Yeah. We have a picture of you in the back. Just watch out.
So you don't just want to get on Jeopardy. You want to host.
I want to be the host.
That is ambitious, and I respect the hell out of that.
How much longer is Trebek going to do it for?
Well, so he sort of announced that he may retire in 2020.
Okay.
Right? So as soon as that was announced, my Twitter blew up. Like, I had texts from people I hadn't texted in a long, long time. They're like, this is your chance. Now you got to do it. So we shot this teaser trailer. We hosted, I created, wrote, and did an entire Jeopardy episode of Collider one day.
Okay.
My mom was one of the contestants. It was pretty funny.
Love it.
And Janina Gavankar, you guys know Janina?
Yeah, we know Janina.
Janina. And my buddy Freddie Lockhart, who writes for the show, Funny You Should Ask. It's like a Byron Allen kind of late night game show. It's with comics, asking funny questions.
I know of Freddie. I don't think I've ever met Freddie.
So, I shot this teaser, and then my buddy is pitching a documentary kind of idea around about who is the next Alex Trebek.
Oh God, you gotta do it.
And then we went to a taping. A friend of mine at Sony got us in the front row for a taping. So I bring all the buttons to the show, right? And the guy who's on the Clue crew, his name's Jimmy McGuire, he's wearing a Steelers lanyard. And I was like, dude, I'm from Pittsburgh, go Steelers. He goes, oh, I'm from Squirrel Hill, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, how many buttons do you have? And I was like, a lot. And he's like, give me them. So he hands them to all the writers, all the producers at Jeopardy, the marketing girl, everybody.
Oh, shit, we're making money moves.
In the commercial break, right, they shoot the show pretty much live to tape. Alex may make one or two mistakes. And he, in the commercial breaks, he comes out and takes questions from the audience. So he goes, there hasn't been an episode that's gone by this season where somebody hasn't asked me about my retirement. There's actually a guy in the crowd right now who's campaigning. He's made buttons. He's here. Does that guy want to stand up? And so I stood up. My wife blacked out. She grabbed my leg and I was like, I have to stand up.
I gotta stand up.
So
when Trebek tells you to stand up,
you stand up. So I stand up, he goes, where are you from? I said, I'm from Pittsburgh, but I live in Los Angeles. And he goes, any broadcast experience? And I kind of gave him my resume. And he goes, well, good luck to you. And everybody was like, yeah!
I love it!
Because you basically got you're not getting the job, but I'm not going to stop you.
I'm not going
to
stop you.
I'm not going to stay in your way. Like, you've proved yourself a little bit to Trebek, which is the hardest person to prove yourself to.
I put it out there and,
Does he ever break from that? One of the things I love about Alex Trebek is he's almost as far as energy, the polar opposite of you.
Yes.
Well, he's always in that 80 to 81% area, He's never dipping below 80%, never going really above 81%. No. He's just there.
And he's always got one one-liner every other show where he's like, oh, so you're a nerd. And you're like, oh, wait, what?
That really biting, cuts to the core of you, I might hate all of you thing.
Alex,
you hate life, don't you?
You're not that happy with the situation.
That's brutal. God bless him.
There was a funny behind the scenes with him. I think it was for a Forbes YouTube kind of a thing. And they were like, how do you feel about people? And he goes, people are why I drink. And I was like, You're the host of the game.
Damn! He's a bottle of scotch underneath his podium.
See, in another world, he just wanted to be a regular at a bar, man. That
there
was
you
it.
Go. The flip side.
Have you ever thought about like interviewing Alex Trebek and just being like, what has your life been like for the last 80 years of doing Jeopardy?
I want that so bad.
80 years?
Because how long has he been doing Jeopardy for?
I mean, this is season 35.
Jesus, damn. For the season love 35. Of God.
Man. So 1984-83 was the first season of Jeopardy. Wow.
That's insane.
Before that, it was like, it was just a regular game show, but it wasn't syndicated. Then it came back, because it ended in 73, then it took a 10-year absence, and then it came back in 83 with Alex Trebek and it's syndicated. It's all over the world.
Do you think he still enjoys doing it, or do you think at this point it's Groundhog's Day for him? Every day is the same. Contestants are the same. They're all nerds.
You gotta imagine he likes it, right?
I think maybe he pushed through that, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like awesome for the first 10 years, uh-huh. and then there was a slow, this is the drinking period, right, where it was like 10 to 20. Now he's on 30, he's like, you know what, we're going back up. We're on the upward swing.
He shaved the mustache, a whole new man. He grew a beard at the beginning of this season.
I don't like it.
I think I may be him for Halloween tomorrow, but I'm not sure.
Oh my God.
Just go full mustache. And then lead me right into Movember.
I love this.
You know?
Okay, rounding this topic out, because I can talk about this a lot. How can the people in our community support this?
Okay.
What do we need? Is there a petition we need to sign? Do we need to donate money? Do we need to just send CBS or NBC?
Sony owns it.
Sony. Do we need to send all of the team bottles of alcohol so that?
Okay, so I've got pins.
Like, what do we need to do?
I've got pins. This is a business card, right?
Business
on the
card.
On the back of it. It's all business.
It certainly is a business card.
It's all business. I got stickers for you guys too. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
This is a cell phone. So on the back it says, tag Josh McCuga and Jeopardy on social media and say, I want Josh McCuga to be the next host. Hashtag at Josh McCuga for Jeopardy.
Can we put his one down a little bit so he doesn't look like my little brother?
I'm sorry, it was sent to Tim.
If you ever see me, I hand these out. I put them everywhere. I take them everywhere. I put the stickers wherever I can. I give buttons. I probably bought 1,500 buttons.
We have the guy for you.
Okay.
If you need to get stickers in the streets, cool, Greg.
All right, so tag at Josh Pugh, tag at Jeopardy on social media.
Wait, why don't we take a picture of that?
Oh, no, this is going to be, we're going to put this, we'll put this in the description.
Okay.
And we'll get it all out.
Slide it this
way. And
then just, tag at Jeopardy.
Give me my one. Here it is, right there. Yeah, can you guys see that?
No, it's got to be close to you. Focus. It's got to be focused.
Is it here?
There it is. Oh. Now it's in focus. Take a screenshot and large, and then.
Dude, right now you look legitimately like Carson Daly. Like that's Last Call with Carson Daly right there.
Do I have the lackadaisical, I don't care about anything that Carson Daly has?
No. You have a nice joyous energy.
Carson Daly had that thing where he's like, I've banged Lindsay Lohan one too many times and it's just dragged me down to the depths of everything.
Anybody ever thinks about Carson Daly is, remember when Tara Reid broke up with him?
It was Tara Reid, that's what it was, not Lindsay Lohan.
I thought it was the same person.
Tara Reid. Jesus, God.
Yeah.
Oh man, I hope you get this.
Thanks,
I hope you get this so much.
Thanks,
and I just want to go to it. I don't ever want to be on Jeopardy because I'm dumb, but I do want to go to the first
the audience.
Dude, and be like, that would be so funny to have you on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Though, God.
I would just do it, like ring the thing, like right off the bat, just to see if I could get it before everyone else. And then when they came to me,
I still don't know.
I don't know. The
when you go, the thing is, when you go to a live taping, like you watch on TV and you know the answer right away, or you like say it at your TV. There's so much going on that it takes you a little while to get acclimated to the fact that you have to watch and then hit because there's a big light that pops off on the screen at the thing that you don't see on TV to know that you can chime in because he has to finish the question
before you can get it. I would just be spamming the button.
Yeah.
Hoping.
That's what
if I knew the answer, because like, you know that sometimes they know the answer to the question. You know the answer to the question before the heeds that reading it. So you're spamming that fucking thing like a goddamn morphine drip in the hospital. Oh, give it to me.
It's a dark time for Nick Scarvino.
Now it's fun. These are all positive fun things. These are all positive fun things. Man, we got a great story for you today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let me finish this up real quick. And then, that is the end of housekeeping. Real quick, if you guys want to support us, if you guys want to give us a tip, we'll take tips at the $5 bubble level or 500 cheers. Today is October 30th. Tell you what. I've really enjoyed this Halloween season. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be sad when it's over.
Guys, I can't tell you how much I enjoy these Ghostbusters videos.
Oh, my God. I'll show you the short that we have coming.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow.
It's incredible.
It's the best.
There are two things that I love in this world. There's shirtless Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There's shirtless Spider-Man, and there's your guys' Ghostbusters.
Now there's shirtless Ghostbuster Spider-Man.
Shirtless Ghostbusters. Yeah, I did see that.
Somebody decided that would be a good idea to hover over me in Toronto, and I was like, we're going to get kicked out of this country. They're not going to let us back in. Canada doesn't fuck around.
They don't want you
in the country. They will just kick you out of the country.
What the hell?
They're
such a nice people.
Yeah. So you're going as Alex Trebek. Are you guys doing anything fun tomorrow?
Well, so the missus and I were Sandy and Danny, like on Thursday of last week.
And that looked amazing.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
From Greece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I think I'm gonna go as Alex Trebek, and she bought some costume that she wants to surprise me with. It sounds like, ooh, it's sexual. I think it's gonna be like,
it'd be hilarious if she was the podium. If she was one of the podiums. She's a contestant, you know, the podium. I would love that. Yeah. I would love that. Real quick, we'll go through a couple tips, and then we'll go into our first news story.
Oh, wait, real quick. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw it. Spider-Man, the game announced today that they're gonna have shirtless back hair Spider-Man played by me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Damn. I could step it up.
No big deal.
Could also double that for myself. I haven't manscaped in a while. My wife just keeps looking at me. She's like, it's too far gone. Yeah. It's too far gone. We have to purge this with fire now. Yeah. You know?
My little niece goes, you're a little woolier.
Like, that's a really nice way of saying, my back is hideous.
It's disgusting.
People. Blake Mason said, hey, Uncle Nicky. He gives a tip and said, it was great seeing you and Greg in Toronto. Love to hear what you thought of it, the fan edits that I gave you when you get a chance to watch them. Much love. He gave me fan edits of the prequel. Star Wars prequels. He did that for a college thing. Yeah. So I'll probably skim through him at some point. He gave me a little thumb drive.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to go back and re-edit like The Last Jedi to out of existence.
You are one of those people, huh?
Yeah. He is one of those people.
Just...
So is Kevin.
There's always 5 seconds where it's like, are we going to go negative on it? And then Kevin and I just, it just feels so good to go to the dark side.
I legitimately got hives because of how like upset I was and not able to talk about it.
The only time that's ever happened to me is Indiana Jones, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, man. Well, they're making another one, so.
That was a really upsetting time.
Yeah. It's a dark time for me. It's a dark time.
DJ Kento gave us another tip and said, today is a good nerd day. Finally, Batman the Animated Series is released in HD online and on Blu-ray. The restoration is freaking gorgeous. Pro tip, the HD version is on DC Universe's new streaming service if you don't want to buy the box set. Colton Nestler said, I know I sent this link last week, but can I get the champ to check this tweet out? I'd like to clip his reaction for my wife. And he gave us that. What was this?
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
So my wife and I are listening. Okay, this is from Colton Nestor. It's at 123 Colton on Twitter. It says, so my wife and I are listening to at Game of Greggy and at Tim Gettys on the early access GOG, and at Nick Scarpino said something about his wife. My wife just sighed in disappointment that at Nick Scarpino wasn't single on our honeymoon. Hashtag producer, hashtag seducer. I don't know what to say about that.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I love my wife, so we'll just keep going. Let's Play PSX gave us our final tip for now and said, today's the day I'm streaming for 24 hours for the Big Beautiful Kids over at twitch.tv/letsplaypsx mixer 2 at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Help me stay awake, then get those sweet, sweet donos in for the KF crew and team. Kind of funny this weekend. We're doing an extra live stream this weekend.
Oh, nice.
24-hour stream for the kids.
Nice.
For the Children's Miracle Network.
That's awesome.
We're trying to save some of those big, beautiful kids.
I love it.
Have you ever seen a kid?
I have. They're amazing.
They're great.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Can't live without
I did a dance marathon in college. You had to stand, no sitting, no sleep for 50 hours.
Jesus.
How do you do these things?
50 hours.
That's not the only one of those you've done, right? Didn't you do something else like that?
Yeah. We did like a...
Yeah. There was a flash of that. The one I'm about to say traumatized me.
Yeah, that one. Well, the one in college, we raised like $8 million for pediatric cancer. So it was a big deal.
That's great.
The one out here was for 30 hours and it was just a single hosted live stream because I wanted to break the Guinness World Book of Records.
That's what it was.
That's right.
And then like 4 days later, some guy did like a 33-hour one. And I was
go fuck yourself.
I didn't pee for like 20 hours. Oh, this is bonkers.
I would have had a catheterize myself. I drink so much Diet Coke. I got to pee right now.
Look at this. Are you okay?
Would you like a Diet Coke?
Right? I'm concerned.
I am concerned.
Well, here's the thing. It's because there's no coffee in the office that's cold and pre-made.
I'm pretty sure that there is.
There's a place down the street that if you get a caffeinated drink, she'll insult your hopes and dreams.
Is that a small little dinosaur place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be the next host of Jeopardy. I don't see it. I'm like, oh, right?
No,
right.
I think he's talking about Fog Lifter, which I told
there you go. That's what it was called.
Oh, yeah, the Fog Lifter, they don't believe in customer service in that place. Uh-uh. I've been there multiple times when they've looked at me and legitimately like give me the look of like, I don't want to help you right now.
Legitimately like,
I don't
iced
care
tea?
About this business.
I'm like, I didn't insult the iced tea, too.
Dude, there was one point where... There were three people. Well, they've changed over now. I think it's a different management. But there was one point where we all walked in, and there was like five of us, and they were just shaking their head. They're like, "No, this is five too many. We don't want you guys." And all we wanted was salads, and they were like, "We don't want this." They were
we
high
had
as fuck.
Two people quit on us.
Yeah,
two.
Literally just walked
out. Two separate events. They're just people like disappeared, and they're like, "Oh, they're gone forever." No, they quit.
Is it when the waitress found out that Scarpino was married? She just quit. She was done.
Maybe. No, they were. I think the waitress was so high she didn't give a shit that anyone was married.
She was out.
She wanted to go do some Bikram yoga and call it a day.
Done.
Bikram yoga. We're gonna.
Kev, let's bring up. Well, let's go into the news. But before we do that, I want to do this news story up top.
Okay.
Is that okay for you,
Tim? Let's do it, dude.
Let's go straight into this.
So right now I'm hiding it, and then I have Tim there. You guys seeing that?
Oh, yeah. I like
look
this.
At sexy Tim off. Right there.
There I am. I'm so impossibly red.
Yeah, why are you so red?
Is the graphic not working? Is that why we're not doing the graphic?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's try it.
Did you go tanning?
Yeah, it's not working. I don't know why it's not doing audio.
Okay.
Very white.
There it is.
All right, yesterday we talked about a friend of the show, Belinda Garcia, and how she did something amazing on Instagram. Unfortunately, because she doesn't want to be a real professional, her Instagram is private, which is weird. But Tim called her and talked her into putting all the pictures and all the captions on Twitter. And boy, we're excited about this. I can't wait for you to see this.
So Belinda Garcia, friend of the show, storied host of Kind of Funny Games Daily. She will be back again. Okay. You can follow her on Twitter at BBC Garcia. And you're going to want to do that after you see the series of photos that she decided to make. Every time she goes to Disneyland, she has a series called Park Hub.
Park Hub?
Park, like amusement park.
Yeah.
Hub. As in
Pornhub. Yeah.
Okay. What she does, please reveal, Kevin.
Let's go full screen on this, Kev. There it is right there.
Already?
So no, Jimmy, can we just go full screen on just the pictures? We don't need like all of us in there.
Give me a second.
You have twisted Kevin's mind.
Which is not a normal setup that we do.
Oh.
There we go.
Little Joshua.
Oh, there we go. That's
so what she does is she recreates Pornhub thumbnails and titles, headlines, but with Disneyland food.
Yeah.
So here we have hot Asian deep throats, two monstrous churros for the first time at popular amusement park. Hashtag park up.
That's amazing.
And there's more.
Oh, God.
Can you give me the caption, Kev?
Scroll over the caption Kev.
No, you just can click on it and then scroll over it. Yeah.
There you go. Sorry.
Cute amateur girl swallows mouthful of cone, POV.
That's
the dedication to detail.
But what's amazing is that, did she let, like, how did she get, and is that what those things look like when you buy them? Or did she have to, like, let it drip?
Because that's the frozen banana, like,
she goes in and gets it right. You know what I mean? There's detail, there's artistry to this.
Kev, scroll off this so we can see the full effect. That is just, and I also love, respect to her for holding her own hair back.
Yeah.
Because that's a real woman right there. Now, she don't need no man to hold her hair
back. Let's have just a brief conversation. Are we going to get in trouble for this?
No.
No.
It's a cone. It's an ice cream cone.
How
do you eat an ice cream cone, Kevin?
I haven't even seen an F word.
All right.
There's only one way to eat an ice cream cone. You got to put it in your mouth.
This young girl gags on boyfriend's giant corn dog, guzzles load of cheese.
It's so good.
But like, look at the cheese.
I see the cheese.
You know what the best part is that the Pornhub caption is so perfect. Specifically perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh my goodness.
It's just like,
how is this girl not a best-selling author?
I don't know.
This is the best.
Oh my
here we go.
Goodness.
This is the latest one in the series. Experienced annual pass holder impressed by explosive, messy, thick caramel facial.
But so this is why this is dedication. Because you know when you take this picture, you are going to be sticky the rest of the day.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I'm saying? There's no way you're getting any of it. Look, that's in her hair.
I mean, you have to.
It's got in her hair. Maybe a little bit got in her eye.
That's on her shirt.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's just a sticky factor.
It's the dedication, man.
You need to bring like extra. You need Clorox wipes for your face to get any of that off there, which is terrible for your skin. But also, if you think about the other side of this, there were families walking around whilst taking these pictures.
Now, I'm sure, like, it looks like she's gone into the shadows over there, like in the smoking area, which Disney used to have.
Meanwhile, the line for the Matterhorn is right there.
Yeah.
So, my favorite thing about this is, as we were talking about showing this on the morning show today, when we were talking, she goes, God, you followed me on Instagram as I was on my way to Disney, and I was like, oh, damn, Tim's going to get some quality content in a couple days.
I love this so much.
Does she live in Southern California now?
I don't know where
she is. No, I think she's up here.
Yeah, I think she's in East Bay, so yeah.
Okay.
But this is one of those ideas that when you see it, it's so good that you get jealous that you didn't think of it.
You didn't think
of it. Yeah, I'm like, why didn't I think of this?
Yeah.
So because this way, I could totally get on my knees and chug a churro or two.
Yeah, dude.
Why not?
Chug a churro.
I feel like you would do it in a way that you would get in trouble.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think I would just take it over?
See, these?
You would make a noise while you're doing it. That, like,
and I can hear that noise in my head right now.
It just sounds like this. Ew. No, that wasn't me.
I definitely thought it was going to be more like a Kevin type noise.
The noise Kevin. That I was hearing was you going,
like that one?
Yeah.
Like a goat that's getting its belly scratched.
Anyway, shout out to Linda. Go follow her at BBC Garcia.
See, this is the line.
I'm going to leave you guys.
On Twitter. You're leaving? No, I think you still need you for this.
No, I need you for the.
All
right.
Bye, Tim.
Bye.
See you later.
Jesus.
It's that's a visual.
That but see, that's what's so fun about that. That's just a there's a line being crossed there. I just don't know where it is because I would have shot put past that.
There's
I would have gotten kicked out. If I did that, I would have gotten kicked out of Disneyland.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, would have been doing a jerking motion, making that.
How
noise.
Do you? It's a still picture. How do you know she wasn't making that noise and
because
a jerking motion?
That's not the smart thing to do.
That's fair.
You know.
But I don't know.
The smart
as
thing
an
to
artist,
do is quietly in a corner do it while no one's noticing. But you're just gonna sit there.
But as an artist, Kevin, we don't know. Josh and I don't know where that line is.
No,
we don't define lines because we don't think in linear space. We're not mathematicians.
I'm
or
telling
scientists.
You, the line is a jerking motion and a moaning sound.
Okay.
So
again,
do you think that she put any of these on stories, like, and had sound?
I hope so.
Right? Because
we'll reach out to Belinda after this and see what's up. all right.
Is there one of those motion scroll overs?
God, I hope so.
Oh God.
Or like or a boomerang where it's like.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless it. Damn. All right, Kevin, next news story. Now, I put this on here specifically for Tim to walk me through because I don't like reading.
And he just dramatically walked
And
away.
He just dramatically walked out. What's going on with the new iPad Pro and the Macs and all that jazz? Are you a Mac guy?
No. I'm a Mac guy.
Apple guy? Okay.
What do you think I am?
Hey,
what are you in
every once in a while, you meet one of those weird assholes that's a PC guy or an Android guy.
You
and
dude,
you're
getting a Dell?
He's crazy.
Come on. I mean, I had a Gateway laptop my freshman year of college.
Kevin, can you hear me now? Could you? No, that doesn't make sense.
That
doesn't make any sense.
I don't get that reference.
Is he a green texter?
Okay, he's such a fucking green texter.
Oh,
and it blows my mind.
Because I'm proud of it, dude.
Slimer over there.
That's
every
right.
five or six texts, I just hear, we'll be on group trips.
Yeah.
And he just won't show up to something. And I'll be like, oh man, I didn't get the text. Or he was like, or he'll be somewhere and be like, why aren't you guys here? And we'll be like, none of your texts came through. We don't
bullshit.
Understand it.
You guys just
or
leave me.
Or someone gets dropped from the group.
He's lying. They just leave me. We'll be at VidCon, and I'll be like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Don't fucking leave me. And they're like, all right, yeah, we'll for sure be here when you come out. And I'm out. They're fucking gone.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah. Twice has happened in one day.
You got when you have a kid.
Kevin, you got to have that head on a swivel, buddy. Got to have that head on a swivel.
You know, one day you're going to have a child probably.
Yeah, probably.
Or at least one of us will by accident.
Yeah.
And you got to teach that kid how to be on its own for a while.
Oh, wait, yeah, for sure.
Like there's nothing that was more important to me than the time I got lost in a JCPenney.
Yeah.
And security had to bring me back to my mom. I learned a lesson there.
That's
and
the
that
plot
lesson
of,
was don't hide up the skirt of the mannequin.
Ah, smart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you're supposed to be. You know, I mean, that's the fun place of the JCPenney as a kid. Yeah. He was trying to go to your home.
I'm just trying to go home. But the gremlin's just trying to eat. Jesus. I know what that was. Kevin, so what's the big news with the iPad Pro?
I mean, the big news is that it's changing to a USB-C type charger, which is fucking awesome.
Do you think all Apple devices are going to do that from now on?
I mean, I hope so. I know that the laptops have also introduced.
I still have this one.
Yeah, basically. You got this bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mine still works off of this stupid.
That's really exciting.
Magnet. Proprietary magnet.
Also, they did something similar to the iPhone X where this the big one is now a smaller size but has the same screen size as the previous 12.3 one.
That's smart.
Yeah, so it's also a little bit thinner. Overall, faster in every way.
Here's what they actually did. They made it not a touchscreen. It is now just a computer. Flip the whole script.
That's it. They're just going backward.
Uh-huh.
Like eventually we're gonna sell you a typewriter.
Sooner or later, the new iPhone is just gonna be the same size as an iPad. They're just gonna slowly get to that big size, and the pockets in our pants are just gonna get bigger.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, this is a really pretty iPad.
It's pretty
gorgeous.
But you know, they just always
the border is even smaller.
They're now just oscillating back and forth between the two. They have two major design aesthetics. At Apple. They have the iPhone 5 and the iPhone 6. That's pretty much it.
Right.
One's a little bit more rounded, one's a little bit more squared. This one's a little bit more squared. There you go. That's fantastic. I do need a new iPad.
Are you an iPad guy?
I have an iPad in my living room that my buddy gave me because I officiated his wedding.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have bought one, but they're nice.
Officiants.
There it is. How many have you done?
I'm at 9 now. I just did another
nine?
One.
Yeah, you surpassed me. I'm at
Jesus fucking Christ.
Two. Yeah. I'm at 2.
Okay. I did my buddies in Paso Robles a few weeks ago. It was the first one where I had to do a religious part of it. He married a Persian girl, so they had to do they read this poem. It's this Sofre ceremony, and you got to do this like rubbing of a sugar cone. It was actually pretty sweet.
That's pretty fun. Yeah,
it was an outdoor wedding. Crushed it. Quoted some yacht rock in the ceremony.
Did you know? I had to do the, like, you have to go get your license or whatever, because my friends got married in Temecula County. Okay. There's a couple more extra things you had to do for it. And gotcha. I was like freaking out.
Yeah, okay.
Because like in my brain, I'm a very paranoid person.
Yeah.
Kevin will attest. If I park in a spot and I'm a little too far over to the left or right, I gotta repark.
Oh, me too. Gotta repark. I'm with you. We're very similar. You know that.
I know.
Like, he's like fine. Like he's parked fine.
One day I'm gonna meet your mom.
You're fine.
And it's gonna be my mom. And I'm gonna be like, how did we not know this? I didn't understand.
It was a cry of passion.
This is crazy. but. With the wedding, I was like, dude, I don't know if I can do this. Because if I fucked up something and it turns out 20 years from now that you guys aren't married because of me, I'm never going to forgive myself. That's how my brain works.
But once they get that marriage license, like, that, it's game over.
I mean, I'm still worried. I still have, like, nightmares of my buddy calling me up and being like, hey, you fucked something up, and now we got to get remarried.
I'm a licensed minister of the Universal Light Church.
I got that, too. I got that, too, just in case.
Yeah.
I went and I did the class and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I actually went to the county of LA and got my like legit accreditation to
Holy
do it for that day.
Moly.
But then I went forward and said, this is what I love. There's two parts to me. One that's like super can't break rules. The other part of it says, now that I've got the ability to marry everyone, I think I'm a police officer. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so there's that too. Like, I'm pretty sure I can arrest people now, right? Isn't that how that works?
Citizens arrest!
Citizens arrest! Citizens arrest! Burbs, great.
I got audited 3 years ago because I claimed that I was a clergy member to get out of paying taxes.
Did you really? Audited.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my God, that's so fucking funny.
I sent it into my account and he's like, they're definitely going to audit you. I was like, are you sure? He was like, do you work at a church? I was like, no. He's like, they're going to audit you.
Yeah, they're going to audit you, bro.
So he sent it to his buddy that was
like so funny.
A legit tax attorney. And he was like, oh no, yeah, he'll get audited 100%. Yeah.
Let's ask, is he lying? Yeah.
Oh no, I sent it in.
Yeah, why not?
Oh yeah.
How'd it go?
That was terrible.
Yeah.
don't get audited. It's really bad.
Yeah, that sounds really bad.
Really stupid. Oh, I'm fine. I just had to, I set aside the money that I figured I was probably going to owe if I did get audited. And the IRS guy, you know, you get all the bad rap for like the IRS guy. IRS guy came, we became buddies. I got his number. We text every now and then during Steelers games.
Of course you guys did. You're the only person. The IRS, like, you can't even call the IRS.
No.
They have all these rules and regulations instituted so that people don't get personal with them.
Right.
And within 5 minutes, you're watching Steelers games with your phone.
The guy was really nice. I mean, I showed him. I was like, he's like, all right, listen, you're considered a licensed minister, but really, you don't work at a church. We get it. You did this for a wedding, so you shouldn't claim it. And then he, like, looked at my thing. I had all my receipts and everything. I mean, I'm pretty diligent with that thing. But he was like, all right, you still owe us this much. And it was literally like I got to send it in to the guy. But it's like, this is your number.
I mean, it's worth doing, I guess. The guy would have been like, you know what? I'm going to give you a pass.
Yeah.
And then you just don't have to pay taxes.
Well, it's kind of like fighting a parking ticket, just way more stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Except you're probably going to lose and you have to pay a lot of money.
Correct.
Yeah. The parking ticket's, I don't think I've ever fought a parking ticket here.
Oh. Dude, I'll teach you.
How to fight.
Fight everything.
One time I got a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I just decided, I'm like, I don't want to pay this ticket and I don't want to go to school. So I'm going to hire a lawyer.
Oh.
And I hired one of those traffic lawyers. And she was like, I got you. Here's what we're going to do. We had this whole plan worked out. She went to court. The guy didn't show up. It was like $300 down the drain. It was, way more than what the ticket would have been.
Correct.
Yeah. To get her. Like, I think it was equal to the ticket, but then had I still had to pay the ticket, it would have been more. It doesn't matter. It was completely stupid.
Well, you also didn't have to deal with the point.
Well, the guy even told me, like, this is, like again, cops love
I think
me.
It's like 87% that they don't show.
No. I got pulled over. This was the last time I got pulled over, knock on wood. And I was speeding. I was late to an Xbox gig.
Okay.
And I was driving my buddy's car, which is crazy. It's like the only time I've ever done that. I was like, I don't know what I was thinking.
Doing full Gran Turismo?
I was going through like the Broadway tunnel.
Oh.
And there was just I saw them. There was like four cops lined up. They were just radar gunning me. I pulled over. I was like, listen, I'm late. This is like my job. I can't be late, but I'm stressing out. And like, I know I was speeding, but is there any way you can let me off? And he's like, I was just cool. And he was like, I never go to court.
Oh, so he told you ahead of time?
Yeah, but I couldn't take that chance, Kevin.
You're such a loser.
He didn't tell me like I never go to. He was just, I think that his phrasing was, he was like, to be honest, man, sometimes I don't show up to court. Like he gave me like a little like wink, I'm not gonna show up, but it just enough for my paranoid brain to be like, what if this is the one day his starter's like, you gotta start showing up to court. So I hired a lawyer.
I I have fought in legitimately every ticket I've ever got. Okay, you know those, and I've tried every creative thing. I've pretty much got out of everyone except one time a motorcycle sheriff, LA sheriff, showed up. And he also showed up for the other 20 people that came to court that day. Oh, this guy was just one of those ticket madmen.
He was just that guy. You know? He was like, I'm trying to make lieutenants.
I was going like 43 in a 35 and he pulled me over.
Motherfucker.
Oh, that guy's just...
That's 8 miles over the speed limit. I mean, that's really not
that guy just enjoys being the law.
I mean, a bird goes that fast,
yeah,
for Christ.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So, I went through one of those the things where they take your picture. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, right through it.
And can you fight those?
Well, you can try. If you can say, like, I wasn't driving the car, or some, you know, there's ways you can try and fight it.
If the car is registered for someone else, too, you can be like, I don't know.
The great thing is, here's what we do.
Okay.
We get this, here's what we'll do. We'll buy the same car.
Okay.
Okay? And then if I get a ticket with one of those,
we already own the same car.
It wasn't me. And then when they go, sir, that's you, and then I'll just show a picture of you in your car and be like, or it could be this other guy who I've never met before, who clearly drives a Honda Accord as well.
What are you, in 2007?
I'm in 2005. Honda,
Man, I got 2007.
There it is. Done. They'll never know. Did you end up getting out of it or no?
So my plan was, so first of all, it shows up in the mail and it was legitimately a headshot. I was looking right in the camera like.
Like it's perfect. You clip it out and you're like, this is my new headshot.
Got it.
You send it to the Jeopardy people.
I mean, it was so blatantly me. So I was wearing this blue shirt and I was like, you know what? I bet if I create a photo situation where it looks like I threw up on myself, I can go and be like, I got sick in the car. I was speeding home because there was throw up all over me. I don't know why. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. It's so random. I've taken the pictures. I've taken this whole thing. I bring it to the judge and he goes, listen, this is the most creative way anybody's ever tried to get out of. And also one of the most disgusting.
Yeah.
You still get it. Points and driving school. I was like,
yeah.
It's the only one I've never beat.
Care.
Is the,
they,
is
oh
the
man,
flashlight.
That's
ticket.
The one. That's your great right whale.
And then they shut down the picture thing like 3 months later.
Supposedly they don't do it anymore. They kept them up in San Francisco. Like they're still the machines are still there.
As to fear,
and
right?
I think it's just fear.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I had heard as well. Because there were. I guess it's illegal.
Yeah, it's entrapment.
Yeah. Because you basically, it was something easier than that, or I had heard something about there's no human element to it, so there's no, like,
oh.
I don't know, who the fuck knows, but I'm glad they don't work anymore.
I like this. In Italy, you can't speed without those things fucking taking pictures of you.
Yeah. Really?
Scary, yeah.
I'm freaked out, the first time I went through one of the toll booths, and it just takes a picture and sends you the feed, I was like, this is freaky weird.
Yeah.
Like, this is strange. Yeah. All right, we have a few more minutes left. Before we do that, I'm going to take a break for a second and tell you about our sponsors today. We have two wonderful sponsors of the morning show, Quip being the first one. Josh, one of the most important things we do every day for our health is brushing our teeth.
Guess what I own?
A Quip.
A Quip.
Do you?
I do.
Isn't it great?
It's a fantastic toothbrush.
They shipped me one. I liked it too. One of the things I like about these Quips is that it's got the 2-minute timer, and it tells you which quadrant to get. Every 30 seconds it pulses. You go to the next quadrant. Turns out, I have been brushing my teeth for approximately 15 seconds my entire life. Because I was like, this is an eternity. I don't know what's going on here. But if you have never used an electric toothbrush, give Quip a try. They sent me one. It looks cool. I like the way it looks on my countertop for my bathroom. Let's see what else here.
It's got the plastic carry tube, and you can flip it over to make it a travel one, which is fantastic.
Love that very much. You guys definitely check it out. 3 out of 4 of us use bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. That's why there should be some free brush heads with your order. Let's see, Quip starts just at $25 right now. If you go to getquip.com/kindoffunnymorningshow right now, you get your first refill pack for free with the Quip electric toothbrush. Your first refill pack free at getquip.com/KFMS. Go check it out. Josh likes it.
Dude.
There you go.
And it's sexy looking too.
It's
I'm
good
just
looking.
Telling you. It's a good looking toothbrush.
I
mean, I think my wife married me for my Quip.
Damn.
It definitely wasn't from
Well, we'll talk about that off air. Our next sponsor is Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. This is a very non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Simple and intuitive, clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way. Right now, other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees at all. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. They have a really easy to use design with charts and market data, so you can place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. Right now, they have a great deal to get you started. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at morningshow.com. Morningshow.robinhood.com. That's morningshow.robinhood.com to get Robinhood and start your investing. Hey, plan for your future. Let's get some investing going.
Is Taron Egerton part of that? Or Jamie Foxx?
I don't think so. Oh, from Robin Hood, the movie?
Yeah. Is that?
Are you looking forward to that?
Is that
movie?
A layup? No. Are you kidding? Do you know what's on that weekend?
What's on that
weekend? Wreck-It Ralph 2 and Creed 2.
Oh,
that
no,
weekend.
That's a bad weekend for them.
Me? And I'm supposed to believe that Jamie Foxx is Friar Tuck with like Michael Jordan's in medieval times? Come on.
It's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Especially given the fact that the last Robin Hood movie that I can remember did not do well.
No.
The Russell Crowe
one.
Robin Hood, which was, I think, Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott. Yeah.
Was just not good.
Not the best, yeah.
Not good.
I mean, the problem all these Robin Hoods have up till now is they don't have that classic song that Robin Hood Prince of Thieves had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? The Richard Marks. Richard Marks? I think it's Richard Marks. You know, that song is what brought people to the theater.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bryan Adams.
Is it Bryan Adams? It's Bryan Adams, right?
I think Bryan Adams did the...
Everything I do,
I do it for you.
And then, like, cut Costner, like, splitting the arrow. It can't tell me. And that was...
worth dying for. Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. Oh, come on,
can't
son.
Tell me.
It's because of her... that I had a crush on another girl in high school because she had the curly hair.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, you look like Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. She's like, what the fuck are you
God
talking
bless
about?
You.
Yeah. Oh man, have you seen that movie lately?
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Yeah.
You want to watch it?
It's not very good.
Oh no,
it's
really?
There's one of the few movies that you go back time. And watch it like, this is a hard
just
one to watch.
This didn't hold up.
Yeah, Alan Rickman, great in it though. Great, because a spoon would hurt more. of course, we give away a game with our, hey Joe. Let's go. And Joe will find our person right now for that. We'll give away that game in just 1 second. Of course, let's go back to tips real quick. We'll talk that.
Tips.
And then we'll go.
I got it.
Oh, you got it, Joe? Tell people who the winner is.
I'd like to
or not.
I'd like
not.
To point out that Joey is the one that she and I arranged this whole surprise.
I appreciate that. I also want to point out, Joey, terrible liar.
Okay, here's the thing, which I told Josh earlier. So,
because I was like, wait a minute, are you and Josh planning something special? And she just went deer in headlights.
Oh, is this when you told me that she saw it?
So we were looking at something at Tim's desk, me and Tim and Nick.
Yeah.
And I had sent Tim and Greg earlier, like calendar invites, like, hey, don't forget that this is a thing that's happening, like on this day. I don't want you guys to like book other guests or whatever. And Tim, because he never checks his emails, had it like right at the top. And we were looking like we were trying to figure out like email filters or something.
But the thing is, I didn't see that. It was prior to that. It was like 2 weeks ago or something that someone had said something, and I was like, oh, maybe Josh. I was like, maybe Josh come back.
Yeah.
And then somebody said something like, maybe he'll be up when you don't know it. And I'm like, are you guys gonna surprise me?
And then you forgot.
And that's what I forgot. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then it was just one of those like things where. It came up, maybe was like in our Coco last week, and you're like, oh yeah, it's like Josh coming up soon. And then that's when I was like, I thought you were totally pulling like a, I'm going to pretend like I don't know and say something. But then I thought you had seen the thing in Tim's.
I just wanted it to happen.
Manifest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't actually make things happen. I just put them out in the world and they come back to me.
But I totally thought I'd gotten caught and I got stressed and I was DMing Josh
job,
like,
though.
I think you found out. And then.
No.
I don't like surprises. I'm not good at them.
I like surprises when it's this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like surprises when it's like,
your birthday.
Hey, you're getting a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something like a bad surprise.
One
Joe,
of those.
Tell
yes.
people what they won.
Okay, so I'm going to scroll over. So the winner from the Twitch chat was Bloodbath Billy.
Woo!
Oh.
Do you have the doc pulled up? Can you tell us what
Dude, Bloodbath Billy was one. My Hero One's Justice. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
On PS4.
That's
that
very exciting.
Game? There you go.
I was excited about that one.
Of course, if you guys want to be entered to win every day, you can be in the Twitch chat. You can be a Twitch subscriber via Amazon Prime, or you can support us on either of our Patreons at patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 above level, and we'll make that happen. Of course, if you guys support us at the $2 above level, you'll get to watch GOG live, and there's going to be one later today. It's going to be fun. So there you go.
Josh.
I think I'm going to be here.
I assume so. I didn't know as much. I was like, I don't know anything about this. So I don't know if Josh is going to be on this or not.
I was about to say
with Josh, but then I was like, well, he's up here visiting his brother. So yeah, this is going to be a good one. Because the last one you were on, and I quote, you left and they were like, and Greg was like, I really like that Josh guy. He did great. But he said it in a way where it was like, I like him more than you. How do we get him on the show more and you on the show less?
Never.
And I was like this. Never. I'm not offended by that. Because it's true. It's real true. They talked about you for weeks afterward. Weeks afterward. This is going to be a good one.
It's a great
It's already a great day.
Listen, I love you guys.
Off everything else. Let's do lunch. Let's do a podcast later.
Yeah,
how's
perfect. That sound? Like awesome. When Josh is in town.
Yeah. I thank you guys for, first of all, thank you for, you know, the communication and doing it all of it, Joey.
Yeah, Joey! Yeah,
good job. Good job.
Kevin, I always silly. Appreciate you. All the boys, great seeing you guys at Comic-Con. I think it was the last time I saw Tim. I mean, I saw you in L.A. when you came when we,
yeah,
when we went out.
That was fun.
Partied.
The Comic-Con, by the way, I don't know if I got a chance to talk to you guys about that. That was a great show.
Oh, thanks, man.
You guys did. You guys went to the American Comedy Co. And yeah. You and Mark and the boys from Collider through a two-hour-long show where it was just shenanigans. I got so drunk off of the terrible Moscow Mules that they serve. They're bad.
It was just vodka ginger ale. It wasn't
even
ginger beer.
It was like you. I was like, can I get a Moscow Mule? She was just like, she gave me the look of like, wave off, like wave off.
Don't
like that look that Ashley Judd gives Val Kilmer in Heat, where she's like, and I was like, I still want one anyway. And you could tell it was vodka and then the, we bought this at Costco, Moscow Mule mix. Uh-huh. It was fucking bad. And I felt like shit the next day.
Mark Ellis and I went to a Buffalo Wild Wings one time and he ordered a mojito.
Now, why would you do that?
At a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Was it good?
I ordered a mojito at a pool in Vegas the last time I was there.
Yeah.
And it was the worst drink I've ever had in my life.
They just like blend up rum and mint leaves and
there
just
was no blend. Again, it was literally just like mojito, no problem. Glass, ice, pours into mojito mix.
Mix, yeah.
That was it. I'm like, what the? Well, I'm like, where's the artistry? And the guy's like, you're at a pool in Vegas, bro.
You're in a plastic cup that
somebody's
probably
peed in. Those people are from Wisconsin. They don't care. They don't care.
Is there cheese in that mojito?
There's that cheese in that mojito. Let's go back to some tips real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Lesbian Jedi has given us a tip and said, happy birthday, you beautiful bastards. DJ Kento said, hey, Makuga, favorite recurring Jeopardy categories? Question mark. He's asking that question.
Before and after is my favorite. Because it's like, you know, so I when we did my episode that we shot over at Collider, it was like celebrity before and after. And so it was walkers from this show invade a English class led by Robin Williams. So it was the Walking Dead Poet Society.
Oh, those are good categories.
Get it?
No.
So like the first part is the first part of the clue. Second part is the second part of the clue and you put it together. So like the Walking Dead Poet Society.
The Walking Dead and then Dead Poets Society.
Got it. That makes sense. This is why I can't ever. This is why I would lose Jeopardy.
Kevin got there.
Do they have like Jeopardy for idiots? That's what you gotta do. Yeah. Here's what you gotta do. You gotta do Jeopardy.
Okay.
You gotta do the Jeopardy that you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. But then do another show every week. Light. That's Jeopardy for dumb shits.
We could call it Joshberty. Would be the.
That would be great.
The podcast version.
And like I want it so that it's not even a contest. It's just you asking me questions on your couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Do it.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
DJ Kento continues with, what would you keep the show's, would you keep the show's chill environment or atmosphere, which is also almost like the first ASMR show, BTW, or would you pump it up? Would you make any changes, keep it pure? There's a lot of questions in here, but what would you do to the show? What's your pitch for Jeopardy once you get it?
Well, the show is already pretty much perfect, right? It's 61 questions, including Final Jeopardy, right?
As far as a format,
it's perfect.
But I feel like energy-wise,
yeah.
You're going to breathe new life into this show.
So I'm, you know, obviously a little bit more energetic than, say, an Alex Trebek.
You wear a lot of plaid pants.
I was thinking every Friday I'd wear a loudmouth suit. They'd clothe me with something crazy and loud. And on Fridays, I'd want a guest musician to play the Final Jeopardy song.
Ooh.
So, like, have the Foo Fighters come in and be like, doo, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
Amazing.
Or like a DJ or like a funk band or something.
That would
they
be
come
so
in
fun.
And they do the really Final cool. Jeopardy on Friday.
Can I make one request?
Sure.
Just to pay homage, once you get this, to pay homage to the great late Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
He's still alive. You got to do a suit that's all over print of his face.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You got to wear it at least once.
All Alex Trebek. I'd probably do like a Canada suit because, you know, he's Canadian. So
is he Canadian?
Yeah, he's Canadian.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You have so many Jeopardy facts.
I've been watching a long time. I mean, it is.
He loves Jeopardy.
The Makuga family, it is a bone of contention. Like, my mom and dad used to keep score. And yeah, there you go.
There you go.
He's taking the card. I got, don't worry, Joe. I got stickers, cards, buttons.
Perfect.
I got everything for you. I may even frame like a larger one just for your office.
I'll take
sign it.
I'll put it in there. That's great. That's great. DJ Kento gave us another tip and said, hey, Tim, how about that Metal Gear thing? Hmm? Also, hi, Josh. Josh moved to the Bay Area so Nick can be closer to his untwin.
Untwin?
Is that a word?
Twinsies?
Twinsies. I don't know where Tim went, and I don't know what the Metal Gear stuff is, so I'll talk to him about that
loudly,
later.
He'll probably hear you.
No, he hates it when I do that. He's doing a call or something.
He is the one that hates it the most when we yell in the office.
What if I yell?
You can yell.
Hey, Tim!
Tony, perfect.
Counterstory 97 said, Josh, you are the fucking man. You kill it on Collider Live. I'll be rooting for you to be the host of Jeopardy. P.S. Go Sabres.
Oh, he's a Buffalo Sabre. There he is! Tim Geddes, everybody.
What's going on? DJ Kento said, what's happening with
sexy guy?
How do you feel about the Metal Gear thing?
Oh, DJ Kento last night DM'd me with some cool news that Adi Shankar is teasing his next project, which sounds like it's going to be another animated project in the vein of Castlevania.
Adi Shankar was on Collider Live yesterday, too. I think he talked about it on there.
Just came out. That's awesome.
Very fucking cool.
Very cool.
And DJ Kento, I forgot the date. I think it's like Thursday or something that they're going to announce the whatever it is. Like, that's what he was teasing. But he was saying that he was talking with a famous Japanese game company.
And like, and there's only
that's
one.
What he's doing. And there is only one.
Yeah.
So DJ Kento was saying he's thinking Metal Gear, but the internet's saying they're thinking Zelda. And with the rumors of the Zelda Netflix series before.
Metal Gear would be, I mean, I'd prefer Metal
More
Gear.
More of a Link
his
guy.
Style would be really cool.
Oh, I'm in for either, man.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Interesting.
Let's
Interesting.
Go.
Right.
Thanks, Tim. Love seeing you, buddy.
Yep.
All right, guys, we're calling. Let's call tips right now. It is 11:54, which is the inverse of 11:45 when this show's supposed to end. But we're going to go into the chat real quick, into sub-bullying mode. You guys can ask Josh more questions. And then we'll round this bad boy out and maybe get some Mexican food. We'll see what happens.
So wait a second.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Nintendo or are we talking about Sony? Because they're both Japanese gaming companies, right? Isn't Sony Japanese?
Yeah, it's all Japanese, yeah.
Okay.
He was talking about Kojima Productions, which, well, actually, that would have been, sorry, not Kojima Productions, that would have been Konami.
Konami.
Who owns Metal Gear,
oh,
so.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Konami or Nintendo? I feel like Konami makes more sense because it's coming from Castlevania, right? Isn't that also Konami?
Is it shocking?
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, that is.
Yes. Yeah. So that makes more sense.
Is it shocking that, like, in this whole landscape of video games, movies, now TV shows with The Witcher and Henry Cavill, all that kind of stuff, that we still haven't seen a Contra movie or show? I mean, it just makes sense. It's two brothers fighting in a jungle, then in the snow against an alien.
Oh yeah.
God. It's basically Predator,
it's the best.
But better.
Can I get you guys to make a Contra trailer? Can we do that?
Yeah, but the whole movie has to be filmed with them just jumping up in layers.
Yeah.
I hated that level so much.
And then there's the one where it's you're laying and the things are doing. You got to jump lay. And
Contra was so fucking dope. It was so dope. My brother and I had that to a science.
Oh.
We could beat that thing in like, we just one run through.
Yeah.
No deaths.
Yeah. Just really no deaths?
Oh, dude, we were crushing it. Well, by no deaths, I mean we did the up, up, down, down thing
30s.
Where we got to like 100 lives or whatever it was. It was great.
Because the game's impossible without 30 lives.
I mean,
if you can get to the third board on 3 lives, you are, I mean, that's... It's godlike status. Oh, that's back hair Spider-Man good.
My brother plays Contra still. He bought an NES. Like, he keeps buying NESs just to relive the glory days.
Yeah.
Hooking them up on, like, 80-inch TVs, and then they're still playing standard def, and he just plays Contra constantly.
It's like 9 pixels.
Oh, God, he loves it.
Yeah,
he loves it.
Fantastic.
Let's see. Let's go into the chat real quick and said, Nick, let's see, PartyMan345 says, Nick, what is your ideal video game movie? ? One that's good.
You know what is kind of an underrated movie? In my opinion, as far as the video gaming system goes, is the Mortal Kombat movie. It's actually not terrible.
The second one is awful.
The second one's bad. I'm saying the first one with Veronica Vaughn.
Yep.
And
that Veronica Vaughn.
Yeah.
I went and saw the first Mortal Kombat in Moreno Valley, California.
Okay.
My buddy Ryan and I went to see it.
Okay.
We were the only, it was like 5 people in the theater weekend it came out. And I was like, there's no way this movie's going to be good. And if you remember correctly, it starts off with the Mortal Kombat theme.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking loud in that theater that my friend and I, we covered our ears, but we both looked and I was mouthing him, this is fucking awesome. And he was like, yeah, it was. And the rest of the movie was just a great ride.
Yeah, it was
a great ride.
Yeah.
It was so
Can you imagine what we could do with motion capture in Goro?
Oh, God.
You know, I mean, there's so much we could do with Prince Goro.
It'll be interesting, though, to see if they're actually, what the first video game movie is going to be that's really the breakout, that starts that revolution.
Because Warcraft kind of bombed.
Warcraft did not do well.
Did not do well.
They've been trying to, Assassin's Creed was terrible.
It was real bad.
I should say, I didn't see it. It looked terrible, but I didn't watch it.
I've tried to watch it all the way through multiple times and caught it in like midpoints of HBO, you know, like 30 minutes in, 28 minutes, whatever. It just never really gets good.
You know what's funny is I tried watching the Maze Runner. And I liked the first one.
Okay.
And then I watched the second one. Then by the third one, I had so long had passed. I started watching the third one. I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I forgot.
Looked up the Wikipedia and I was like, I don't care this much about this.
I mean, they're
what
still in a
Why
maze.
Why am I doing this?
It was in that, and I think we're kind of getting away from it, but it was in that genre that just kept going, was just like hot teens
Hunger
running.
Games, yeah.
It was just hot teens running,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maze Runner, The Scorcher, Not Scorcher. That's
from Scorcher was amazing. Earth Scorcher was the main runner.
Was amazing. Yeah, what was the other one?
You had
Hunger Games.
Well, there was a third one.
There was a third one with Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, but I don't remember
which
one.
Divergent.
Yeah. Man, those were bad.
Yeah.
They didn't even make the second half of the last one.
Oh,
right?
Oh God, I don't
know. They tried to release it on Amazon, and they were like, nobody wants to do it.
She was like, I didn't sign up to do a show because they were like, we're gonna do the last movie as a show.
Yeah.
And she was like, fuck you, I have a real career. I'm not doing that shit. I was in a Clooney movie, for Christ's sake.
It's ridiculous.
Shailene, she was in The Descendants.
Shailene Woodley is also like too busy blocking the North Dakota pipeline.
Oh yeah,
she's very political. Very political.
Very political.
Yeah.
Joe,
what
about we got?
Tomb Raider? How do you guys feel about the Tomb Raider?
Not good.
Either iteration.
I liked the Angelina Jolie one. The one from Alicia Vikander was good. I didn't know why they made another one. It's just the same kind of movie. It's a retread.
I agree.
Like when they did the Andrew Garfield Spider-Mans. I was like, really?
With Tomb Raider, there was more time that had passed between the Spider-Man iterations. I mean, I haven't seen the original Angelina Jolie ones in a while, but I remember liking them as a kid when they came out.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like she's a little more badass than Alicia Vikander. Am I wrong? Alicia Vikander has a nicer face than... they're both beautiful. What I'm saying is that Angelina Jolie has like that more stern-looking...
I'm gonna fuck you up face.
Alicia Vikander's like...
Well, that was the point of her, though, so they were riffing off of what the game was, which was like kind of an origin story.
Okay.
But I was watching the movie, and I'm like, this just makes me want to play the game.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more Tomb Raider elements in the game. Like, the original... I only played, I think, the demo for the first one. But that's when you start in the cave and all that stuff, and you have to figure out all the traps to get out of the way. I'm like, this is Tomb Raider. We didn't actually get to that until like an hour and a half into the movie, and I'm like, what is the point of this?
Yeah, but
what's the point of any of this?
Which is why I think that the Witcher TV series, I think, could be awesome.
That could be amazing.
With Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, you could do a lot of these games over, you know, on a Netflix or an Amazon Prime or Hulu, whatever, and give us a little more of the story from, like, the... Which is why I'm psyched about that Mandalorian series coming out on the
could
Disney
cool.
thing.
Could be cool. Could be cool. Let's see. We'll take a couple more questions in the chat, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up. Let's see. Mr. Yasman 300 comments on a story that we were going to talk about. He says, what are your thoughts on the IT director helming Attack on Titan for Warner Brothers? I love IT. I think he's a great director. I don't know that you can make a great Attack on Titan movie.
That's a really tough...
What they said about Watchmen. You know, they figured it out.
Watchmen was a little bit more of a straight one-to-one.
You didn't like Watchmen?
No, I did not like Watchmen.
What?
I'm not a big fan. Yeah.
I liked Watchmen.
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. Not liked it.
So are you looking forward to this HBO Lindelof series?
I don't know. I haven't read enough about it.
Need more Watchmen. They knocked it out of the park.
It's
a prequel, right?
No, I think it's a sequel.
No, it's just a different imagining of the book.
Is it?
It's a totally unrelated.
I don't think we need that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I like the changes they made.
I think I need to go back and watch it again, because when I first watched that first Watchmen, I don't think I was in the right headspace, and I was just kind of like, I can't deal with this giant blue man and his wang out the whole time.
That was one of those.
Did you like the comics?
I have read the first graphic novel, and I did enjoy it, yes.
Okay. Because his wang's all over the place.
Oh, I know.
That's a big old thing.
Yeah.
It's not in your face in a giant movie screen, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, but it's in your face in a like a full frame panel.
You can put it closer to your face.
Yeah.
If you want. You want to get
it. You can choose to not look at it.
Yeah, the Watchmen movie was one of those where, like, I totally understand why people wouldn't like it. Yeah. It vibed with me for some reason. Actually, I think I watched that and then ended up going back. Or maybe I did the thing where I read the graphic novel, like, the day before.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is a cool, like, you know, this is Zack Snyder. This is what he does. He takes graphic novels and makes a literal frame-to-frame, one-to-one,
just reimagining of it.
And that's what he does.
300 was awesome. I did not really get Sucker Punch. Like, I didn't understand
it. No, that movie sucked. Yeah, that was a bad fucking
movie. That was a
movie.
Weird one.
Yeah. God, that made me mad.
You know?
I don't think that's based off a comic, though.
Sucker Punch is. I think it's a graphic novel.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the kind of thing where I was like,
we'll never know.
I want to know if there's more here.
If only we had a machine, we could find the answer to that.
Looking it up.
There's none.
Joey.
There's
none.
While Joe looks that up, actually, we are at 12:02. We got to end this show. Joey, if you guys want to tune back in to hear the answer to whether or not Sucker Punch was a comic book on tomorrow's show, we'll totally forget. We're not going to do that. Google it your goddamn self is what I'll tell you. But if you know and you're watching this on YouTube, put it in the comments. So, because I'll forget to Google it and let us know in there. Special thanks to Josh for coming out today. You were awesome. Everyone go over to Twitter, tweet at Jeopardy and be like, yo, please make at Josh McCuga the next host of at Jeopardy. Just put Jeopardy in there a bunch of times so they know you care. Tell him that he's amazing. He's got a great sense of humor. He's got great energy, and he'll do 3 shows a day.
You're making me blush, buddy.
That's what he'll do. He'll kill it on a level that he'll bring what Alex Trebek brought the first 2 years of him doing that show. Mm. Back when Alex Trebek had the man mustache. He's willing to grow a mustache. He'll do a goatee. No mutton chops, though. We draw the line of mutton chops.
Yeah. High school was a dark time.
What's that?
High school was a dark time.
Oh, God, we all had them. Yeah. Well, we went to high school in the 90s where it was like, let's grow out sideburns.
I'm going
to
look like that.
That's going to be the
singer who sings All Star? I bombed.
Smash Mouth.
Yeah. I'll look like Smash Mouth.
Let's all look like Smash Mouth in the 90s. God. Have you seen mid-90s yet?
No, I hear it's great.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I love you very, very much. Remember, make sure you like this video, subscribe to this channel, leave the comments. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.